The Prague Quadrennial, the largest exhibition of performance design and theatre architecture in the world, gets underway in Prague on Wednesday. Hundreds of exhibitions from all over the world explore the latest trends in the field of scenography and take place all across the city over the course of 10 days, hosting performers from around the world. Ruth Frankova reports.
The Prague Quadrennial, the largest exhibition of performance design and theatre architecture in the world, gets underway in Prague on Wednesday. Hundreds of exhibitions from all over the world exploring the latest trends in the field of scenography will take place all around the city over the course of 10 days, hosting performers from all around the world. I spoke to Sodia Lotker, the artistic director of the 13th Prague Quadrennial, and I first asked her how the festival has changed since it was established back in 1967.
I think during communism, Prague Quadrennial was a very important place where East and West would meet, and one of the rare places where artists from two sides could see each other's work, one of the rare places where Westerners would come in Eastern Europe. So that was a very crucial thing until the Velvet Revolution. And after the Velvet Revolution, we struggled a little bit about the purpose of this event, because what do? You're exhibiting designs that are taken out of context of the performance, so you're showing these models and pictures and so on, until we realized that the theater has really changed, so that we cannot only show theater for stage anymore, that we have to show scenography as art in itself, as installations and, you know, scenographic projects themselves, and to show that stages of theater are everywhere now in contemporary theater. So today, Quadrennial is more of a meeting place, and we're very proud that it's not a place of products, that it's a place of process. So everybody's invited to see the thoughts, the ideas, the questions, the problems behind the creative work, rather than finished work where the quality is guaranteed. The guarantee of quality is not our priority. You know, the priority is the trying, the making, but mainly dialogue.
So what is new about this year's Quadrennial?
For this year's Quadrennial, we invited the national curators who are making individual countries' expositions. We invited them to join the theme Shared Space, Music, Weather and Politics. And the main idea behind it was to provoke them to think about not only how you do theater and what you do in the theater, but why you do it. And to think about the society they're making the theater for, because the world is in a certain crisis, you know, economic crisis, political crisis, immigration crisis. I think it's on the edge. So I thought we cannot ignore the situation, because theater is part of society, you know. Visual arts can be done by individuals for their own poetic purposes, but theater is always done with others and for others. So in a way, it always has this social aspect. So that's why Shared Space, because it's one of the rare places where people physically and mentally share in immediate way. And I was worried about the subject because it's a little bit serious, but I was very excited when we got the proposals from the national expositions, from the curators, because I could see that really people are worried about the world, that something is happening. And what was really interesting was that I always thought that because there's a certain apathy connected to politics in Czech Republic, I realized that it's not the same all over the world, that people are fighting and they're thinking and they're figuring out solutions, and, you know, that they're easily activated. So that's a very positive thing for me, you know. It's not in Czech Republic, when you say politics, it's like, ah, nothing can be done, you know. But now with this, I feel that things can be done, and through art, and, you know, and they don't have to be immediate politics, but just how we behave with other people, how we treat other people, that's already, you know.
So how does this main theme that you have mentioned, shared space, music, weather, politics, how is it reflected in the main expositions?
Different national curators are taking it differently. Some of them take it literally and really work with political theater, for instance, or do weather situations. We're going to have wind and, you know, fog and rain, which are really beautiful scenographic environments, obviously. Some of them are combining these themes. For instance, the Finnish exposition is working with music and weather, and how the weather influences music instruments and how the sound change under the influence of the weather. What I see from the way they are working with these subjects is that we always think about the world as globalized, but the world is not globalized. Different nations really have different souls, different mentalities. Everybody's interested in these important subjects, but everybody's taking it very, very differently. For instance, my favorite is the Spanish exposition, which is it's one big tomb in which they decided to bury all the values that were valid up to now. And they said, okay, so everything that was good in design and in theater that worked up to now is dead. We have to find new ways. And I think that's very brave to exhibit the nothingness and the question and this problem.
Can you mention at least a few of the other main events that will take place? Obviously, there are many of them, but perhaps your favorite ones.
Yes, we have about 620 events. It's a lot of events. Probably my favorite is going to be a Skype talk with Jerzy Gurawski, who's a designer of Jerzy Grotowski, important Polish director from the 60s, 70s, and so on. And Mr. Gurawski is over 80 years old, and he couldn't come here. But I think he's one of the freshest minds in the theater and arts today. He works with all the newest technologies and with young people, and he's the creator of Polish Exposition also. So that's one of my favorite things.
Lots of the events are actually taking place outside in the public space. Would you say that interactivity is a main denominator for many of those events that will take place within Prague Quadrennial?
Yes, interactive is a problematic word, but I think in today's world where we're all so used to our smartphones and internet, everything has to be interactive. People don't like to be disconnected and not to have some kind of influence over things. So yes, things are interactive, if nothing else, mentally, but we will have at least two boats on the river, Moldau, where the Mexican exposition is going to be on the river, an Australian exhibition is on the boat. We have a few exhibitions in vans, the Dutch exposition and the Spanish exposition in cars. So we have a lot of moving exhibitions around the center too.
One of the new things about this year's quadrennial is that you have decided to move to the center of Prague. The main venues are located in the center. Why have you decided for that, and can you tell me more about the venues?
The venues are all in between the Old Town Square, Charles Bridge, and the National Theatre Prague. And we moved there out of necessity, basically, because we used to be at the Industrial Palace at Wistawiste, which partially burnt down, and it's not possible to use it anymore. Then we used the National Gallery, which there's a Mucha exhibition now. So there was no space big enough for us in the center. So we decided to fragment the exhibition and to put it into a series of different spaces. Technically, it's very hard to get things into these Baroque palaces through these tiny streets in Prague, but I think it's going to be very beautiful to have a possibility to have a walk in between the palaces, to see the inside, some of these palaces that are not really possible to visit otherwise. One thing that I'm a little bit worried about is that this area is really full of tourists, but I'm proud that we're going for it. I feel like we're regaining the center a little bit for ourselves, for artists.
As far as I know, every year you also invite schools and children to participate. Is that the case this year as well?
Yes, we have a big section where schools, theater schools, architecture schools, visual arts schools exhibit. But the students also present their performances in the streets and indoors, and they have a lot of workshops, and we're providing possibilities for them to really hang around with professionals, to really mix. And we also have special programs for children, walks, games, and also a place for them to exhibit. The starting point for children is at Kafka's house, right off of Old Town Square. And student place is at the Prague Academy of Performing Arts at Karlova.
Quadrennial kicks off on Wednesday, but one of the events has already taken place. It was a simulated airplane crash taking place at Karlovo Náměstí in the center of Prague. Can you tell me more about the event?
It happened yesterday, and I must admit that I'm extremely proud of that event. Vostopět, the Czech theater company, did the simulation of a plane crash. Actually, two planes crashed. And what we saw was actually the firemen, policemen, and the medical groups exercising the way they normally exercise, combined with actors who were acting the wounded and the dead and so on. And it took place at Karlovo Namjesti, and it was in the park, so the space was huge. There was a lot of people. But I think what's really important about this piece is that it was theater without theater, in a way, because the exercise itself was the theater. And the way policemen and all these people behaved, they weren't acting, but they were really creating presence. It was really emotional for all of us to see them, how focused they are, how they're going for their work, how they're really precise and fast and on top of things. And when I was going there, I was really worried that once there's audience, they're going to start acting and that it's going to become, you know, a clowny thing. But it wasn't. It was this very fast, very precise event. I think it kind of questioned what performing is, what theater is, what's acting, what's exercising, what's real, what's not real.